This is KLCC. I'm Connie Bennett, director of Eugene Public Library, with a book review of Do Is Talk by Carson Ellis. I was recently shopping for a gift for a child and ended up gravitating, as one does, to a local bookstore. There, I was surprised and enchanted by Do Is Talk, the creation of Portland author-illustrator Carson Ellis, which won honorable mention in this year's Caldecott Awards. The delightful illustrations provide a strong narrative line following the cycle of the seasons. Tiny insects discover a flower sprout near a fallen log. It grows and blooms, creating a leafy playground. There are threats from predators. Then the plant wilts and dies. There are complex illustrated subplots. Ants, the pill bug family, the cocoon. There's a branch that comes to life. There's beautiful music under the moon and stars. Do Is Talk is successful simply as a wordless picture book. But there's more. What makes Do Is Talk absolutely unique is that it is written entirely in insect-speak language created by Ellis. Not only are the nonsense words fun to say, there's a decipherable logic and syntax to the language, delighting those readers who enjoy puzzles and decoding. Who knows? Ribble and Gladdenboot may end up just as familiar to readers of the future as the Jabberwocky is to us. The book has been translated into multiple languages, which brought an unusual challenge to the author and editor. It turns out that to successfully translate an imagined nonsense language, it first had to be translated into English. As you think about gifts for friends and family this holiday season, remember, it's hard to go wrong with a book. And this enchanting, multi-layered picture book will appeal to all ages. This is KLCC. I'm Connie Bennett, reviewing Do Is Talk by Carson Ellis.